Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you thankful for? Perhaps it's your family. Perhaps as you went down the line of the things that Luther lists as the daily bread that our Lord gives us, it reminded you of how richly your Lord has blessed you, that you have been given food and drink, that when you leave here tonight, you will go to your house, your home, a place where love dwells and where the word of the Lord continues to dwell. Perhaps it's for a devout husband or wife, or perhaps that devout husband or wife is now with the Lord. Perhaps it's devout children. The Lord has blessed you with children that confess the name of the Lord. This is absolutely a reason to be thankful. It is a reason to find yourself on your knees crying out to God and giving Him thanks. Because if they are Christian, if they confess the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is upon them. We are to give thanks for all of these things. And as our nation pauses to give thanks, too often our nation forgets who it is they are thankful to. As you gather tomorrow around whatever food the Lord has prepared for you, give thanks to Him. Make an effort to actually do that. Try saying it out loud with your family members. Because at the end of the day, the thing that your family members need more than anything that you'll say tomorrow isn't, however, the football games are going, isn't, however, the stock market is going, isn't, however, the main politicians are doing. It's Jesus. Now, I know that they tell you you are not allowed to talk about two things when you gather with family: religion and politics. And I don't really care if you do talk about politics, but I do care that you talk about your faith. Because this is the most important thing that the people that you gather with tomorrow will hear. The most important thing that they could possibly hear is why you have hope. Why you have hope in the harvest that is to come. Because these earthly harvests that we thank God for are precursors to the harvest that is to come. The harvest that is plenty. The harvest that is the day of judgment. And more than anything else that you can talk about with your family members tomorrow, that day will come regardless of how the football games turn out, regardless of all of those things. The day of judgment will come. And they need to be prepared, just as you are prepared. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Those words are on the back of our bulletin, that God loves a cheerful giver. And I know that many times people can get turned off when you start to talk about giving or stewardship. Those are words that we begin to cringe at, and many times as pastors, we cringe at having to say them. But the fact is that every single thing that you have, every single thing that I have, is not my own. It belongs to our Lord. He has made me a steward over that, just as He has made you a steward. So I give thanks to God for my wife and each of my children. I give thanks to be able to use the words Deo gratias, thanks be to God. And tonight I could not help myself but smile as I heard my three-year-old say thanks be to God louder than the rest of you. I give thanks to God for this because that means that He's listening. That means that even though we think that children aren't hearing these words, Even though it is hard for parents to sit and wrangle their children week after week, they hear the word of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit works through the word of the Lord, and He is the one who creates and builds and strengthens faith. He is the one who has called you here this very night to be fed with the word and with the sacrament. God loves a cheerful giver, because it reminds us that everything we have has come from Him. When we give back ourselves, not just in the money, but in our time, in our talents, when we remember the wonderful ways that our Lord has blessed us and we give them back to Him, when we use the voice that our Lord has blessed us with to sing His praises, even if you don't think you're the best singer, when we use the time that we have to tell others about Jesus, starting first and foremost in our own households, when we share that message that Jesus Christ has died not just for my sins, but for the sins of the whole world. That is the most important thing that you give thanks to God for. More important than the clothes that you put on today or the clothes that you put on to try to impress your family members tomorrow. More important than all of it is the fact that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. And that Jesus, that God who took on flesh, is not dead any longer. He is risen. And because He is risen, we shall be raised as well. And because of this, we can give of ourselves back to the Lord, not begrudgingly, but cheerfully. When we serve the Lord in the many and various ways that we can serve Him in His church, we are to do so with thanksgiving, with a smile on our face. I know that these years, in the last few years, have been harder for many people, but I also am reminded of how bountifully our Lord has blessed us. I know that we could weep and lament about how few of our pews are actually packed tonight, but instead of doing that, we should stop and give thanks. We give thanks for the people who are here tonight, who have returned to the Lord's house to sing His praises. And in all honesty, does it make sense for me to stand up here and harp on you for remembering to give thanks to God when you're literally doing that right now? It doesn't, does it? We are to give thanks to God. We are to use His word that we have received tonight. We are to use the sacrament that we will receive tonight to go out tomorrow and be joyful, to point people to Jesus. A lot of times we think we have all the time in the world to do these things. We think we have all the time in the world to try to reach back out to our loved ones who have left the faith or the church. But the fact is none of us know the day nor the hour. Give consideration to the parable that our Lord recites this evening. That our Lord reminds us of a man who was so rich and so blessed that instead of remembering how important it is to give back to the Lord, to use that wealth for the service of the Lord, he instead says, I need more space to put my stuff. The focus on the mammon of this world. We are to use the blessings that we have received to give back to the Lord. We are not to try to store it up for future use, that we can get richer for ourselves. Rather, we are to use it to extend the kingdom of God. As the offering plates will be brought up today, I will once again pray over them that they are used, that these gifts are used to extend Christ's kingdom according to His will. Each and every one of us has different ideas of how the money that the church has can be spent. But we are to put aside the thoughts that are for our own flesh. We are to look rather on the ways that we can serve God and His church, to raise up faithful children, to create and raise up disciples for life. We are to train the children in these things day in and day out. We are to call them to the church, to to be raised in the faith. We are to equip their mothers and their fathers in that faith. We are to assist them in pointing their children to Jesus. No one knows the day or the hour that the harvest will finally come. And so we are to live every day as though that harvest is today. We are to live our lives crying out for our Lord's forgiveness, crying out for our neighbor's forgiveness, and freely forgiving as he forgives us. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. So as you rejoice with the people that God has placed into your lives tonight as your brothers and sisters in Christ, and tomorrow prayerfully with brothers and sisters in Christ, but maybe people who aren't brothers and sisters in Christ, that you may point all to Jesus. And remember that you have a reason to be joyful, because you have not earned your own salvation. You don't have to do this yourself. Our Lord has done it all for you. And if we can be secure in that, if we do not have to look in ourselves, but rather we look at the cross of Jesus Christ, and we give thanks to God as our Father for all of these blessings, and for the fact that the Holy Spirit has called us and enlightens us and sanctifies us, then surely it is easy enough to give thanks. The church sings. Father, we thank thee who hast planted thy holy name within our hearts, knowledge and faith and life immortal, Jesus thy Son to us imparts. Thou, Lord, didst make all for thy pleasure, didst give us food for all our days, giving in Christ the bread eternal. Thine is the power, be thine the praise. Watch o'er thy church, O Lord, in mercy, save it from evil, guard it still. Perfect it in thy love, unite it, cleansed and conformed unto thy will. As grain once scattered on the hillsides was in this broken bread made one, so from all lands thy church be gathered into thy kingdom by thy Son. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.